Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. We are here, another edition of the Bob Does Sports Podcast, and today we're joined by a very special guest. That's Peter DeMar. I have Peter DeMar here to my left, and over to his left, you have Binyamin Schicker, Fat Perez to my life. Welcome back. Binyamin, I want you to tell me your thoughts. Let's talk Austin, Texas today.
Oh, I love Austin, Texas.
How's the trip been for you so far?
I don't love Austin, Texas. I'm not sure yet. I am undecided on Austin, Texas. I like Austin, but I'm undecided on if I love Austin. There's also a lot of areas that we've been to which are very happening, which I don't like. So, I'm undecided. I think I like Austin.
We went to the mothership yesterday.
I like the mothership.
Young Jamie was hospitality was off the charts. We saw Shane Gillis, who I had not really seen just from you guys always on trip. You guys are always watching him. I'm always asleep. Yeah. I think he's the funniest human being on the face of the earth.
He very well might be, man. The dude, just the way he gets up, it's like talking to him afterwards and him up on stage. It's the same guy. Same like mannerisms and everything. So if you can, you know, if you're just that funny, I'm guessing that makes that profession a whole lot easier.
Yeah. It was, we had to kind of settle in going into the green room. Because we got pulled back into the green room, which was nice, which was fun. But, like, you know, you got to come in and you kind of got to, like...
Is it a small green room? It's pretty small.
Yeah.
It's the only green room I've been in, so I wouldn't be able to...
differentiate.
It might have been a big green room.
I think it was a normal... I think it was an average-sized green room. Yeah. It wasn't a big one. Yeah. It was a perfect-sized one.
I wonder what a guy like that, what his rider is. Do you guys know what a rider is?
Yeah. I think it's a whole bunch of Miller Lite.
Yeah, I think the Miller Lite
I would
fun.
Love just to pick your brains on, like, yeah, I mean, if you had a rider, what is, like, what's contained in that ride? Like, what does that look like?
A rider is, like, something you always have to have with you?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's your request of what you want the in the room when you get there.
Okay, so, like, I like this.
Beverages or food or special candies or treats.
Be a rider. A rider is... anything that you need along with like an appearance.
Yeah.
So it could be something.
It could be anything.
It could just be like, I like these kind of pillows on my bed at the hotel. It could be like literally.
Or like a trailer or something for the big divas.
Yeah. Like, when I'm on set, I want my own private, you know, like wide trailer. You know, everyone's got
it. Mariah Carey wanted like certain temperature water and stuff like that. But like basic things. Like, I mean, what would be on.
I don't think. I think good I'm Wi-Fi. Super. It would be like Sour Patch Kids. You know what I mean? Like, I'm super like...
Or like everybody just to shut the fuck up.
That doesn't count.
Quiet hours?
Yeah. I think it would be like chocolate or something. Like nothing crazy.
Get fun with it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty simple.
Okay, FP.
I wouldn't. I mean, like for this exercise of the show, like you just want me to name things.
Yeah.
That
like,
I like
what? Like what are the?
I mean, I would never in a million years ask for a rider of items.
I'm just saying in stuff. The event for this.
Well, I like beer. I like food. I mean, I would want
pretzels.
Yeah, I like some. I would like some. You know, if we're getting particular, like some soft pretzels around.
Okay, pizza.
Hanging out. Yeah, cheese pizza, soft pretzels, beer. I mean, you know, I don't think it would be out of the ordinary.
Fiji water?
No, just plain water's fine.
Okay, wow.
Perez likes the Perez likes the Wawa soft pretzels. So when I went to go film with, when we went to down to Florida and film with Garrett, and that video's coming out soon as well. But when I went to go, I got him one of the soft pretzels, and I met him at the Airbnb, and I saw him, and I handed him soft pretzel, and he's like, thanks. He's like, but bad batch. He's like, real bad batch.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, it didn't have, yeah.
It was like a firm. It was more of like
it's undercooked.
A firm. Yeah. Yeah. It was a tough pretzel. Yeah, but the kid, he loves himself some soft pretzels. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I don't know if there's something that like I would need to
bagels.
Have.
Chicken Caesar wrap.
Yeah, like I just wouldn't want to be hungry. That's my only thing. I just wouldn't want to be hungry. So I guess any type of food just to make sure that I'm not hungry. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
That's really the only thing that Cutsy? I could possibly think of.
Do you like mermaids and seals and fish tank or something?
I don't know. I think snacks. I would like snacks like gummies and like maybe
popsicles.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what I would like? some Dairy Queen up in that.
Yeah, up in that. Like a soft serve machine. like a soft serve machine with some toppings.
Soft serve machine, but a little maybe, like thing. Maybe a blizzard upon arrival.
Yo,
we have a problem, by the way.
We do. We did. I will say when we went to the Longhorns game. We'll get into that, but I think one of the most fun parts of the trip was coming back from the Longhorns game. I didn't know that YouTube TV could do the quad box. I thought they just do it with the NFL games. Perez puts it up for the college games. Sitting and watching the games with you guys and betting every single game on the board, ordering pizza. It was the most fun. It was just like, all right, we're back. Because it had been a while since we all saw each other. It was a fucking blast.
Except we got destroyed.
We did.
Smoked.
Yeah. Never bet again.
That was a lot of fun. Those moments where you don't have to do anything or be anywhere, so to speak, and we could just kind of hang out. That's quintessential Bob DeSports film time for Bob, because he just pulls the camera out and all of a sudden
everybody's in the fire.
Tick and I just got absolutely stopped
for no reason. We were just getting comfortable.
What was the bang job for?
Well, that was hand up accountability.
Yeah, he posted our stomachs. That's a clear 24-hour story.
No one come needed and go, to know.
And it's not a hard post.
No one needed to know how hard my belt's working.
To be honest,
no one needed to know.
No, and no one needed my comparison for each other. It wasn't good for either of us.
The story wasn't even about us. The punchline of that whole thing
was Joe. Yeah, the punchline was Joe coming down and busted his ankle going up the stairs or something. So he comes kind of wobbling down. That was hand up accountability. That was a story. That was a story.
They caught friendly fire.
Yeah, they did.
They did pretty well on the Instagram.
Yeah, it always goes back to that.
I didn't know, but I didn't even post it. Bob left. He disappeared, and he comes back down. He's like, I just fired something up on the Instagram. So I was like, I thought it was like a photo of us at the Longhorn game.
Sure.
Hook him.
Yeah.
And he... And then I looked, and it was just your guys' stomachs.
Yep.
And I was like, this is kind of crossed the line, but it's going to do well.
And
people love that. They love seeing that.
Did you split?
It was just straight Bob to Sports.
It was a straight bang.
I was giggling for, I think, 8 hours straight the entire afternoon.
Yeah,
Because it was just good to have the boys back together, and there was just chaos happening. There was every which way, especially with the bets going. We found out you cannot handle the quad box. It's too much action for you to where...
I've watched multiple quad boxes before.
But that's not the point.
You also had your phone. You had a fifth box.
He was watching the Red Wings game on his phone.
It's so too much. You need commercials.
Too many boxes.
Yeah. You got to take a breath.
You need one. You need one game, because the quad box for you is just...
But that is good for my ADHD. Like the
no,
it's bad for your ADHD.
Well, it stimulates.
It's not good for your heart either.
It keeps me going. It keeps me going. It keeps me. It's like there's always something happening where I can latch on very quickly.
That is true.
You do.
It is fun screaming.
When he Kentucky made a good play or something, and like he screamed, he's like, "All right, Kentucky." I was like, "Joe, that's really good." He's like, "Yeah, dude, but the Red Wings just gave up a goal."
Goes, dude, fuck!
Like, what?
The Red Wings scored.
I was like, Joe, it's college football Saturday. We got four games on here. And how he gets the Red Wings broadcast.
Well, hockey season's back.
He goes, no, and
how
his
do you
answer,
get it on your phone?
Yeah, there's a streaming app. No, I didn't.
Oh, you're
I
on one of these
there's a streaming
sites.
App.
Okay. Yeah, and then he goes, his answer's always, I had a guy tell me. It was a guy. I have a guy.
I'm just so also blessed. I have very good, a good like cellular connection at all times.
You say you're blessed. You have good cellular connection.
Yeah,
that's not blessed. That just means you bought AT&T. Like,
why don't you get AT&T?
Well,
then?
I'm blessed to have Verizon, but it's not like
it's not a good use of your blessing.
Yeah,
Verizon bangs you with.
They never stop working for you.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But I always feel like I have by far everywhere. The best connection.
You do.
You do. You always do.
Yeah,
we could be anywhere, and he'll pull up a game.
But The thing that you can't do either is if he asks for your laptop to watch a game, you can't do that because he goes on to these sketchy sites.
He does.
Oh, I've used those. I've seen
and
you
then
on,
your laptop's fucked after.
No, it's not.
My last laptop, Joe, ever since you got your hands on that thing, I had to get a new laptop. It was never the same.
It's one of those where the game comes up.
Joe, you go to some sketchy.
You gotta download a firewall.
That's not how that works. No, you know that's a virus, right? That firewall that you downloaded to prevent the virus, that was a virus.
You could purchase ones that will prevent viruses from occurring on your laptop.
You have no idea.
McAfee? Are you in the McAfee grind right now?
Something like that, yeah.
So he goes to the sites, because I used to use them. No, McAfee Antivirus. Norton is a competitor, I think.
Norton is a competitor.
But you click the video and the game pops up, but it's blocked by an ad, and you got to like hunt down the little X to get rid of it.
Yeah.
When you click the little X, another ad pops up, and it takes you on this fucking like cat and mouse game to finally get the game.
It shows you it's got like a big X that you think that's the X.
That's never the X.
That's actually a button.
And you have to like wait. There's like a ticker in the corner too.
Yeah, there's that little white X.
Yeah.
Press it.
Boom.
Yeah, it just tries to get you to click the wrong X.
Normally, it's a
small little.
You got to find the little guy
on the top right quadrant. A very small red X is the X that you actually want to find. And sometimes they'll have another X on top of that X, so you have to proceed to click that X off. Some kind of.
There's a shot clock too. There's like a ticker in the corner, and you got to wait.
Dude, we've been in some places where there's just no Wi-Fi signal whatsoever, and you look over a cutscene, and he's streaming like a Seattle Kraken game.
That's incredible.
And you're like, dude, how the fuck is this guy streaming this game right now? Like, how is he watching this game?
Shout out AT&T.
Hashtag blessed.
He was he had college football action, he had hockey action, and NBA action on Saturday. It was incredible.
Dabble a little bit.
It's
like going to a buffet. You don't just take all the short rib and don't put any veggies or any protein or any carbs on your plate. You dabble a little bit.
Yeah, but you're eating every waking hour.
Well, in more ways than one. That's why I'm extremely fat. And I know it.
Dude, we went to the Texas Longhorns game, and it was such a blast. And Gutsy's good about keeping the connections like alive, and like he'll get you in a lot of places and whatnot. The guy who got us, Gutsy was so enthralled in the game. He had the what was the game that you had? Oklahoma Sooners versus Kansas over. Cutsy asked this guy a question at the game, and the guy starts answering the question, and Cutsy lifts up his phone and just
I had it down here.
He asked him a question. He's like, so how are things going over for you? And the guy starts answering, and Cutsy just goes, I'm like, dude, I hit him in front of the guy. I hit him. I was like, Cutsy, like, come on, dude. Like, you just asked the guy a question. You know, it was just a 101. It's just
Renee knows me. By now, he knows.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Shout out to Renee. You're
the
real
other thing
gem.
With Joe is that he has to, in all of his capability, the extent that he can, he has to have eyes on it. Like the Kansas Oklahoma game is going to go the way the Kansas Oklahoma game is going to go.
Yeah, so watch
whether
it.
Or not he's watching it at the Texas game.
Yeah,
so he could have a bet in and just check like refresh GameCast. Like he has to watch every down. It's like his your bet won't hit like, if you don't watch it. Like
kind of like a general going into the army.
No,
you kind of
want
to know if you're going to lose that
That's
battle.
Ridiculous.
You want to know how you lost it. Like I at least want to see how I went down. Or if I win, then at least I could see, oh, this play was spectacular. This was the winning play that got me to the, you know, to where I needed to go. But to not know and just to be in that voided space, it's...
Where did you get that pizza
I told
from?
You to not eat that pizza. It's 3 days old, dude. That's disgusting.
It's 2 days old.
You told me not to eat it. I said, so what's for lunch? And you didn't answer. So now pizza's for
lunch.
Well,
I was going to order lunch after the podcast. You just didn't get the answer that you wanted.
It's 2 days old. He's not going to eat.
No, you're not going to get sick.
Is that a reheated slice?
It was a reheated.
That restarts the clock.
He's fine.
You're still not under violation yet. You're okay.
How about Cutsy this morning coming back with the it was awesome too. He had a poppy seed egg and brisket bagel today, dude. It was wild.
Was it not unbelievable?
It was fantastic.
The rock star bagel.
He got it with barbecue sauce too, so like you're dipping
I
the
see
egg
it over
bagel.
There.
Dude, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, when in Rome. I mean, we're in Austin, Texas, and known for the brisket.
He knows what to order. You gotta. By the way, those bagels in general were really good, even the ones that you didn't have.
Whoa!
He's a mess.
Tiggy is on a warpath. Almost
took the couch down.
Holy hell.
You gotta get it together back
that
there.
That was the last at last bite was the final straw. That was the final straw.
I'm behind the camera for a reason. Y'all do the podcast, man. Do I need to eat? Let me vape. What happened?
I need to. I just heard a very loud clanging noise. Almost went
down. That was just one calorie too much for that couch.
Did the couch break?
Dude, there's. I got a video in the vault that I haven't released yet of just, it's just
of Tick
45 seconds flat of Tick absolutely hammering down the blizzard the other night.
Yeah.
And he's getting up.
The funny thing is that Bob started laughing and he was looking within the vicinity of Tick and Perez. And we all know now if Bob just starts giggling that he's probably in the midst of banging somebody on the phone. So Prez automatically is like,
banging somebody on the phone.
What did you get?
Yeah. I was like, what?
And
what
then we're like, you're fine. You're not in the friendly fire. Like, nah, it's actually good, Tick. But Tick was enjoying the blizzard so much he just didn't care and kept eating.
Dude, the blizzards have never not hit, though.
Imagine a Dairy Queen sponsorship.
Mm. Well, nice. I mean, we just keep eating it.
Yeah.
We can just keep eating it.
The real low is
hot eats, cool treats.
Problem is delivery.
Postmate ice cream is a low
point. It sucks because then it gets to you a little melted and you feel like you got to eat it fast because it's melting.
Yeah. Can't even look that guy in the eye either. No,
he's
just like.
When we did, when we'd been in Scottsdale, it was a couple times we were pretty close to a Dairy Queen. And when we all just kind of piled in the car and went through the drive through and had the DQ like hot off the press, that's the good shit.
Yeah.
That's the good shit.
A long time. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we got to get back fresh the old off shit, the press.
Back to our good shit. Back when we were good.
Yeah. We've gotten lazier.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
Hard to imagine.
It just. the post-mating it is bad.
Bob one time paid extra money to get dry ice inside so it wouldn't melt.
We gotta get some sort of like Austin area food tonight for dinner.
Yeah, like a barbecue.
Because we are on. We could be anywhere in this country ordering what we're ordering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When top places were good, the
one meal, but we've gotten Pizza Hut. We've gotten KFC. Like
KFC was great.
KFC was great. But I'm saying it's like we're in this like mecca of like tacos, barbecue. And we're ordering like we're in fucking South Dakota.
I feel like we do that a lot though.
We do. We got stuff.
So normally we're limited for time.
Some would say they're all around the country because they're the best.
Wow.
That's the baddest thing I've ever
heard. Dude, the tacos that we went for the other night, there was nobody in there. It was so fucking good.
But I told you, I turned to you because we went to the first place and it was fucking packed. 2 hour wait for this taco stuff. Then we walk down the road. There's literally no one in there. There's no one in there. And we order these tacos. Fantastic. Like, if this is the taco quality of the nobody's empty in. Restaurant, imagine what these fucking 2 hour wait.
Yeah.
Those like, were terrific, bangers, man.
Oh.
Also, too, young Jamie yesterday, who's coming on an episode as well, he took us to a burger joint. And apparently they have a Joe Rogan burger coming up too, which is pretty cool. Not made of elk meat.
That was one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Spectacular.
Whoa, really?
That was definitely a top five burger. Would you put it in the top five burger?
Yeah, I think it would be up there. By the way, don't sleep on the fries either.
The fries were phenomenal. Can we say the name of it?
The fries were fucking fantastic.
Do you remember the name?
Yeah. It was, do you know the name?
Yeah.
NADC burger? No.
Idle Hands.
No.
It
was a place.
Idle Hands was the name of the spot. No,
it was a burger joint in
sounds
Idle
like
Hands.
Sounds like a masseuse.
Yeah. It was a burger.
The kettle that's been massaged before it's made into a burger.
NADC or something.
NADC burger, but it's in Idle Hands.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's not far off. But yeah, that was really, really good.
What did it stand for?
Not a damn care.
You know, it's not far off from that.
It could be, Joe.
It was... Yeah, not a damn care burger. No, that's exactly what it is.
Is it really?
Was that what it was?
I think it's NADC, not a damn care burger. I think that's exactly what it was.
Do you know?
That's fucking weird, dude.
The only thing that.
That's just a guess. Calculated guess, I guess.
I said this to Jamie, and I mean, he didn't give a fuck, nor should he. I turned to him because they're coming out with that Joe Rogan burger, and in the middle, I was just like, you know, the only thing that concerns me with Joe's burger is they're going to have three patties. And I think when you have three patties, it just gets overwhelmed with meat to where like the other stuff can't do what it's supposed to do because there's like too much meat.
Well, I get the triple decker at Wendy's.
Yeah, you do.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
But you don't think that there's like that's
what a bit much.
That's what I was wondering. Like when you did do the triple decker,
You didn't think that it was too much. Like, wouldn't you rather just get like the double hamburger and then just get like another hamburger on top of that?
It depends on what you're trying to do here. If you're looking for taste, yes. If you want the best all around experience, I agree with you. But sometimes if you're just fucking hungry for something greasy and something big and something meaty, I think there's nothing wrong with three patties on a burger, as long as there's cheese in between each burger patty and maybe some pickles. You can't just have three patties, then all the stuff on top. You've got to layer it, same way you would do with nachos. You put some chips, you put some cheese, then more chips on top.
Like a club sandwich.
That's correct. Yeah. I think if you do it that way, there's nothing wrong with the triple decker.
If he wanted the double decker, he would have just gotten the double decker.
How many patties are on a Big Mac? Is there two patties or three?
Big Mac is two patties, but it's three pieces of bread. That's the problem with the Big Mac.
I think a Whopper.
Who needs a third piece of bread?
I think a Whopper is so much better than a Big Mac.
Really?
I'm with you on that.
I think that flame broiled Whopper tastes just way better. And that, if you have to put sauce on your burger, like the Big Mac sauce, to me, you're making up for something.
I think it's cheating.
You know what I mean? Like you can't rest on the quality of a normal burger. You got to throw something on you. That.
Do you remember in the car?
That's how we ended up on a post with our stomachs out.
That's what the caption should have been. I think a Whopper's far superior.
Do you remember when Ticket just out of nowhere turned to Jet in the car yesterday? I was like in the morning, just turned to Jet. He's like, I liked those nachos last night, but they weren't messy enough.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, nachos do have to be messy.
Yeah, it made sense.
It was
out of nowhere.
He was thinking about it for a long time.
Well, no, but we have a bond over messy, shitty, garbage nachos. We both love those.
It was fancy cheese too. He was like, cheese wasn't.
Did you like the nachos at the Longhorn Stadium?
I did. I actually enjoyed the full Longhorns experience.
That was cool.
The tailgate to the game. And I love not having a college football team because then you have them all. And I don't even like the Longhorns. Like, they were always one of do I like them? Do I not like them? I did always want to go to that stadium though. And that was cool as shit. I think I might be on board with the Longhorns now.
Wow.
I might be.
Okay. And how about Bevo?
I had to do that in the stadium just because, you know, whatever. But for the
it's a cheat pick. Code when like you're saying hey to people.
It's everything.
You know what I mean? It's a cheat code of like, oh, what's going on? Hook them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When we leave here, I don't know what I did before that.
I know.
What did I
it's
do?
It's hello, goodbye. Yeah, it's everything.
I'd be like, was I just like, what's up, man? Like, was I a thumbs up guy? What was I doing?
I think we were all split one.
It gets you in and out of the conversation. Like, even if you're just like done, just be like, all right, hook them.
It's like hottie toddy, and I'm sure they all have.
Yeah. Yeah. Hottie toddies.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
War Eagle.
Roll Tide.
I wouldn't mind going to another college football game.
Yeah, we should just become a college football tour.
LSU.
Go Tigers.
I would do LSU.
Horns up.
Baton Rouge is great.
Fins up.
Or I'd like to go to an Alabama game.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Tuscaloosa.
Sure.
T-Town.
Yeah, I think it'd be
T-Town,
cool.
Dude.
By the way, you telling me that Texas now moved into the SEC?
Yeah,
it's insane. All the colleges going to these different conferences. You can't even keep up with who's in what conference anymore.
I think the Pac-12 has two schools left: Stanford and Cal.
Oregon, USC.
It's Colorado.
It's the Pac-2. Colorado's leaving.
Colorado's leaving too.
I believe so.
No.
Colorado
no.
is.
No, I don't think they are.
No, they're not. I'll go for it.
Are they going back to the Big 12?
They went to the Oregon coach, and he's like, when's the last time Colorado won anything? Because they were leaving.
They're going back to the... No, I thought that was them complaining
about...
The Big
Ten has 40 schools now.
So I thought that was because the Colorado...
Look it up.
...folks were complaining about Oregon leaving the Pac-12.
Oregon's leaving.
They were doing to the conference. And he was like, well, what has Colorado done for the conference?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think it was Oregon, USC...
They're for sure. They're going to the Big Ten. USC's going to the
Big
Ten for sure.
Stanford and Cal are going to the ACC.
Oh, is that new?
That's Stanford's going to the ACC.
And Cal. That's right.
They're going to the Big 12.
Yeah, Colorado's
going to Big 12.
Yeah.
Everybody's
they
leaving.
Don't have a choice.
Stanford and Cal were the only teams left. They just left.
Who's left in the Pac-12?
Oregon State, Washington State, Arizona State.
Washington State.
Utah.
I think UCLA is going to the Big 10.
By the way, Texas leaving the Big 12, they've always been a Big 12 school.
But are all
and Oklahoma's going too.
That's
It's Oklahoma and Texas.
So there's going to be one from the SEC. Two conferences left. Like it's kind of ridiculous. I didn't realize you could just bounce the. I thought the NCAA determines the conferences. Nah. They're all individual conferences.
Yeah, it's like they have their little.
It's so weird.
It's between the colleges. So you're going to have SEC, ACC, and Big Ten. I mean, it's essentially just going to gonna be it.
But the Big 12 was always cool. I always liked the Big 12.
I like the Big 12. They don't play defense.
100 points in a game. Yeah, they don't play defense, the Big 12. But
something about a Baylor.
Yeah, like Texas Tech.
Yeah, like a Baylor
and
Iowa
it bangs
State.
Bangs the
game.
Whole college basketball scene. Oh, too. Yeah. It always. Oh, yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Think about the travel if you're a Stanford or any of those West Coast.
Upset.
I mean, that's crazy to me. Like you go and play. Imagine going to play like soccer. Like you play soccer for Stanford, and you got to go over the play all these ACC games.
Duke,
yeah, you got. I mean, you got to go literally across the coast. It's pretty wild. Like at least the football and the basketball like travels well. Like they, you know, but like some of these other teams are flying economy and like that.
This is what happens when you start paying kids. You know, just can't be paying them kids.
Can't be trusted.
I also
damn kids.
I just can't figure out Central Time.
Yeah, I heard you having a conversation. I was in my room, and you guys were having conversation about you could not. It was alarming.
Yeah,
it was whatever Eastern Standard Time is, you take 1 hour less. That's Central Time.
See, I thought it was 2 hours less.
No,
Don't even get him to Mountain Time.
Yeah. Don't even get him to Mountain
yeah,
Time.
Yeah, I just
Mountain
think
Time would blow your mind.
Eastern, so you know Pacific Time?
Of course.
Eastern Time is 3 hours ahead.
One less than
just
Eastern.
One less.
So Central Time is one less than Eastern.
That's not bad.
It seems like we're pretty far away from the East Coast to just be 1 hour off. I think that's probably where your head's at. Like
we're in the middle.
Central time is a pretty substantial area, right? Like the east side of Central to the west side, that's probably like 30, 45 minutes of sunlight. That's it.
Jed said yesterday.
That's talking solar system.
I always thought Pacific time was king for like sports times and what. Central time is pretty good. Having the football start at 12. Yeah.
12, 3, and 7.
Yeah, yeah. That's not bad either. I still think I would take Pacific, but it's not far off.
Pacific is polarizing. Either you love it or you hate it. Either it's the best thing ever or the worst.
I
liked it at first, and then once you realize that you have, like at 8 p.m., the games are over and you're stuck with your thoughts, that's when you realize Pacific time is not the way to go.
I think I've always been East Coast. I think East Coast is superior.
Me too.
Because you can play golf in the morning.
Oh, that's not why I.
You can play golf. You can play golf at 8 a.m. tee time. You're done by noon. You shower up. You get home. 1 o'clock kicks off, and your entire evening is.
Yeah,
and then when the
true.
Sunday night game's over, you go to bed.
Yeah. I was talking to you about this, Bob and I. We don't golf on Sundays because of that.
I just need that build up. Like I need that 3-4 hours before the game starts. Like I need to be there for that build up. I have like my routine for that. Yeah,
favor East Coast though. That would make East Coast.
Yeah, you'd have that much more time.
You don't
get
that in LA.
He wakes up early.
Unless you're waking up at like 7 in the morning and then...
Earlier.
Yeah.
For Sundays. Yeah, for Sundays I'll be up at like 6 just so I could get it cooking.
I love going to sleep right after the last game. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially but in like college.
And college is even better.
It ends at like 2 in the morning.
College is even better because you have...
Never ends.
Stagger. You have night games on the West Coast. And then you have, God forbid, Hawaii's at home. Then you've got that. So you can bet on the East Coast until 3 in the morning.
Well, I did turn to you at the later into the games when you were like, all right, we got a whole other slate coming up for the college football. It's like, we have another slate coming up. I forgot that there was another slate, and we lost everything on that slate, too. But
we lost every single slate for 2 days.
Dude,
we lost everything for 2 days. We got to win tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean.
We're touching. You're touching tonight?
I'm already on tonight. I'm on
the World Series.
We're going to go dub box. We're going to go Monday Night Football and baseball.
Dub box. You got that on your sleeve.
I got that. Well,
you got it like that.
I got it like that, dog.
The best was when we woke up early yesterday, about to go to the golf course, and like we were all pretty tired. Nobody's really going to say anything. And Cutsy just kind of opened the floodgates because he made us all laugh when he said that his guy's going to give him a couple low risk, high reward games to put on.
It's one of the funny things I heard.
How'd that go?
It's not penny stocks, Cutsy.
How did that go, Cutsy?
That slate went okay. It was everything before and in between.
Why don't you just always bet low risk, high reward stuff?
Sometimes you want to get the juices flowing.
Yeah. Really, like that sounds like the greatest setup ever.
If you really think about it, it was low risk, high reward. It was just the way you framed it was unbelievably ridiculous. Like hearing somebody say that about a parlay is absurd.
That's exactly what it is.
I thought about it, and you are correct.
I just literally gave the definition of what a parlay is.
Saturday's vibes were so high. It was so much fun. And then there was like one bad play in the Kentucky game, and then it all just went so downhill.
And there's a problem, and I know it's talked about a lot, and I hate to do it. These college kickers.
Oh, boy.
that's what we're doing. We're doing the college kicker rant.
I've done it for many years. I've heard it for many years. They got to figure it out. And I think it starts with tightening the hashes because we have a hash mark problem.
You think it's too spread out?
It's way too spread out.
You sound like my dad. My dad does this.
Why are the hashes?
Why are the rules different in the NFL and college?
There's a few rules I don't mind the difference. The hash marks are not even a rule. It's just like part of the stadium. Yeah. Like it makes no sense. And then the knee down, also I hate that. The one foot I can deal with, but the knee going down is nonsense.
Untouched knee down?
Yeah, because it just makes no sense. I don't get it.
We got to tighten the hashes.
You know how many, my dad will call me or send me voice messages or text me. You know how many scholarships that he's ripped away from college players that he had no ability to rip away? Like if a kid catches a punt inside the 10-yard line, he loses his fucking mind. He goes, you put your fucking heels on that 10-yard line, and if that ball goes over your head, you let it fucking go. If I'm that fucking kid's coach, I'm yanking a scholarship tomorrow. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Dad, like what game are you watching? Like, you don't even care.
I'm that
like,
guy.
Yeah, and he wants 2 feet in bounds.
I'm cool with the one.
He actually hates spot. I don't know if he hates the spot foul or the 15-yard on the pass interference.
Hates one of them.
One of them he really hates. And he hates the PI on underthrown balls.
Yeah, well, that's a good
one. He loses his shit. He's like, you bailing these quarterbacks out. What's a corner supposed to do?
You've never played corner.
You've never played quarterback. You have no idea what the fuck you're talking
about. Corner has got to be the toughest position in all football.
You know
play.
What? Yeah. You know what?
Sports.
You know what Binyamin hates more than anything? Maybe even more than this kicker situation?
I think I know what you
I know.
Is it? You do? Go for it.
Cornerback's not turning around
that's
when
right.
the ball's
that's right. That's right. Exactly. You're never going to intercept it with your back to the quarterback. You never will.
No, you saw it last night, or was it 2 days ago? Last night, you're like, that is the one time I have ever seen a kid turn on a ball.
He made a great play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand it's difficult to play the position. Just turn around. Just get your head up. They won't even call. If you turn around, they won't call the passing interference. You know how many guys will just truck head first into receivers? It's the most blatant PI. Just swivel your head, get the stop, and also shorten halftime because it's too long.
That's a good
college tip. Football's halftime.
It's way too long.
They got to have the band play.
First time I've ever seen like Yaman like freak out where I realized that like he bets and like is really into football. He was bitching. It was like a 4th-and-1. We were watching the Rose Bowl at my place. And he was so upset that teams were lining up in the gun on 4th-and-1. Like he couldn't wrap his head around. So finally
it's a good take. I mean, you're backing yourself up more.
It is. Finally a team goes on 4th-and-1 to go into the sneak. And like he wasn't like freaking out at all. And finally the guy gets ready to go in the sneak. And Yaman slams the table. He goes, That's what you do. And he's screaming. Bro. I looked over at him like, what the fuck? Like, holy shit.
College is all shotgun now. The guys don't know how to take a snap under center. So it's like almost an automatic fumble if you try to do quarterback sneak.
I agree.
Take 10 minutes at the end of each practice, perhaps a walkthrough, and just practice the QB sneak. And all you got to do is take the ball and lay down, and you have the first down. Versus these options they're running, these delays. It's
what
crazy.
Think, what do you think of a jet sweep on 4th-and-1? Guy comes in motion.
I don't work.
Run
to
the outside.
More.
Do you like that?
I like that. With like the quick flip.
Like the guy goes in motion, you hike it, you give it to him real quick, and he runs around the side.
I like the edge. I like getting to the edge.
On a fourth down.
More than a shotgun handoff, I would take that.
Yeah, or a quarterback draw.
But yeah, there's just a lot.
What happened to the eye?
The eye formation.
To the good old eye formation? When you followed a fullback.
Baby.
In the old days, the hole, you set an edge.
In the old days, you'd run it on first and second, bait them into the play action,
sure.
and then you got your deep ball. Mm-hmm. And now they're just, you know, too many
fullback
analytics.
Fullback days are gone.
Too many analytics, perhaps?
Too spread out.
All right, without further ado, fellas, let's get on into our Q&A segment. Ticket, let it fly.
Well, I think based on what we were just talking about, this is a pretty good question. This one comes from Howard Horner. He wants to know what your favorite all-time sporting moment was. Could be any sport, could be anything. Just a moment in sports that stuck with you, your favorite.
Is it about our team? Or it could be any,
could be anything.
I assume
anything
it would be our
all.
Team.
Anything at all. When you don't have a team in college, you have them all.
Oh, it's any sport, though.
Any sporting, anytime, anywhere, anything. Just a favorite.
This is going to be kind of weak. For me, Yankees winning the World Series against the Phillies 2009. Pretty weak. But, yeah, that's probably what I go. Or Aaron Boone homering off Tim Wakefield in the ALCS as well is a really good one for me.
Probably Tiger winning the Masters again in 2019.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty
sick. That was pretty crazy coming down the stretch there. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
toss up for me. Well, the Packers winning the Super Bowl, I watched twice, but the first time I was really young. When they won in 2010... That was amazing. That was awesome. But from experience, watching Italy win the World Cup in 2006 was fucking awesome. I was with like all my friends. It was like the streets paraded. Like it was more so not just celebrating with like just myself because I was a Packers fan and a couple people, but like celebrating with an entire community was freaking cool. Really cool.
Yeah, same thing. I'd probably be the Cubs winning the World Series in 2016.
Just having that community of people around you. Because, like, I don't live in Green Bay. So, like, you know a couple people here and there who are, like, my mom and stuff, are Packers fans that you celebrate with. But, like, when we won the World Cup, when Italy won the World Cup, it was just, like, everybody was going after it. And I've longed for the Canucks to win a Stanley Cup, and it's been with heartbreak both times I've watched them lose in Game 7, and I probably will never watch them win the World or the Stanley Cup. I've come to grips with that.
I'll give you a random one. If you want like a random like just a moment, it had nothing to do with when Boise State ran that lateral, it changed my life forever.
The Statue of Liberty play
against Oklahoma, Fiesta Bowl.
Yes, yeah. And then they scored a touchdown, and then they did another trick play in overtime. That changed my life.
The Statue of Liberty play.
Yes.
That was so
well, the Statue of Liberty was in overtime, but they did the hook and ladder before. Yeah. That was pretty wild.
The Texas USC
that was a great
game
one.
For the national title was pretty ridiculously awesome, too. Just being like not having any stake in the game and just watching it from a football perspective, that was insane.
That's probably the best national championship game I've ever seen.
I remember Tony Dobbins hitting a pull-up mid-range jumper for U of R to beat Kansas in basketball. 2004, probably.
The elbow.
At Fog Allen, regular season. That was a big win for the Spiders program. Shout out Tony Dobbins.
Fog Allen. Take it. Hit us with one more.
All right, this one comes from... Oh, boy. This one comes from Fletcher, _ H... See what he did with the underscore and the periods.
Sure.
It's a little fade.
Hey, Tick, that might be something to take a lesson from.
Sure could. What are some of the boys' hidden talents outside of golf and everything that we do? What might be something that would surprise you that you're really good at?
I'll give you some for both of them. Perez impressions and Jet can do impressions very, very well. So that, I think, is a no-brainer for the two of them. And then I would say Cutsy's voice. Cutsy's got
a pretty good
unbelievable.
He's got some pipes.
Yeah. Let me know if I missed anything there, but I think for you two, it's the obvious one. I'm thinking for him, it's not pretty obvious too.
I can let it rain with the pipes.
He's got some range.
Yeah, he really does. Let's do one more, Tick.
All right. This one's Drew_Blends. Z. When will you add a traveling barber to the roster? That goes to you specifically for today.
I mean, I could use a barber now, but I would never. I don't ever see us doing the trophy. We're not the Beatles, you know. Like, yeah. There's no
a lot more before yeah, the barber. Yeah,
there's no. We just get in the car and go. I don't have one need for show. One.
If you could pick one thing to have with you, like on a trip like this, whether it's like. Okay, a barber, a driver, a chef. Like, what is
driver and chef?
I'm taking the chef. For these trips, I need the chef.
I agree.
You need a little green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to like give me something that tastes kind of good and is healthy.
To be honest, chef. If FP was in the back seat driving, it would change. I love the dynamic and the setup we have now with Perez and Ticket driver. Up front, me all the way in the back, two in the middle. So I agree. The chef, because the chef would be huge.
Could you imagine just like, what do you boys feel like?
Mm. We'd be like fried chicken.
It'd be bad. We'd eat the same thing. It would just take longer for us to get it. And the portion would be a lot smaller. We'd have to like let the guy know, like, look, I know there's only five of us, but you're going to have to cook for 10.
Dude, the fear when I'm ordering Postmates, the fear of us being hungry.
Of not having enough?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's the worst to where, like, I overorder every single time because it's awful to possibly be left hungry. It never happens, and things are just scattered across the kitchen.
I'd rather have an extra pizza than one slice less than we need.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of, what are we eating? What are we going to eat?
We're going to
have this conversation already?
We have not.
Well, now I'm banged.
We need the pregame.
It's almost 3 o'clock, weird, and I'm going to eat.
Weird slot.
I'm going to eat something small. Need like 6-7 tacos and then just get lined up for tonight. Should we get a suerte?
Oh, good.
Should we get a suerte? I feel like Monday night's a good night for us to go somewhere like good.
Should we go out to dinner tonight?
Yeah. Let's set your reservation.
This one's from Secondhand Good Z. Worst injuries or funny injury stories in your life?
I mean, that's...
I don't know if it's funny. When I was... It is kind of funny. I scratched my... I've never broken a bone. I scratched my cornea once, and it was horrifying. And during a basketball game, somebody threw a pass, and it hit me in the eye. Lost everything. Like, not only eyesight, lost my money, lost my clothes, lost everything. Okay? And I was, like, a pretty, like... not wild kid, but I was like an angry kid. So they like, I couldn't see shit. They took me to the hospital or like the doctor, whatever. And they were like, all right, we got to put these drops in your eyes. And I was like, yeah, no, you're not putting fucking drops in my eyes. So I was just like cursing out the doctors and they held me down. And
you were thrashing?
My eye, and they just like put drops in my eyes. I wore an eye patch for 3 days. Healed.
Are there any pictures of this?
It was like fifth grade. There probably is. I don't think there's a picture of me with the eye patch. I think people were too afraid to like come up to me. But
I mean, dog. The only thing scarier than you is you with the fucking eye patch.
It was like a white one. It was like one
like
of
a medical one.
Cotton. Or I don't know what it was. Where they like taped it on.
Gauze.
Yeah, like gauze. Yeah, jeez. That's the only like medical thing I've ever had. I've never broken a bone or anything.
Gutsy.
I've had a horrific injury.
Didn't you jump? Didn't you Achilles, break your head in a garage or something?
I ruptured my Achilles.
Four-season soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, company soccer. Great question, by the way.
It was a soccer league game for our four seasons summer league. And I was, right tailback.
It's just like a 30 for 30. It's like a documentary.
I was a defender.
Were you trying to overlap on the run?
I made a dead sprint. I was actually getting back in shape, which felt so good. And I was making a dead sprint for a ball, and it felt like someone kicked me in the back of the leg, and I screamed bloody murder, and just I had no control, and I just dropped like a stack of bricks. And in that moment, I had ruptured my Achilles. I got off on my own power. I said I was okay. And then I just had to rub it. I thought maybe it was a sprain or something. I was like actually contemplating going back in the game. And they're like, you have to go to a hospital. So I didn't think anything was terrible. I walked my way to the urgent care. And they're like, yeah, you've ruptured your Achilles.
You walked on a ruptured Achilles?
I kind of like sauntered, like kind of like gingerly. I was adamant that I did not need help. And I actually, when it happened, I was screaming at the ref. And they're like, yo, no one touched you.
You thought you got like slide tackle.
I thought somebody hit me from behind because the guy was running next
yellow
to me.
Yellow card.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was livid. But it actually, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It sounded like a gunshot. Like, and it was like in, I mean, you guys were in Whistler. You're in the mountain ranges. So like that sound just echoed. It was terrible. Ugh. And now that I think back at it, it's horrifying. So that night, my mom came and picked me up, and I went to Royal Columbia Hospital in Vancouver. They put me under, and they reattached my Achilles, and then that was it. I gained a lot of weight after that.
You are a bull. Let me tell you something.
You know, the only saving grace was
great ender.
I didn't do any workouts for like a year. In my head, I was done. Because I think like I used to play hockey and sports and I'd have like contact injuries, but the thought of having a non-contact injury with no one touching me,
in the China
I was
shop.
Just like, man, my body's given up on me. And that was Cutsy, just a terrible.
You're the type, like if you're playing basketball, Cutsy would pick up three fouls in 2 minutes and be in foul trouble. Like,
that's right.
Like instantly.
I play Brian Cardinal.
Tag a Shack.
Yeah, and you'd be like begging him just to go straight up with his hands up, but he just couldn't
be
do
too
it.
Aggressive and pick up the bro, what's your problem? He's like, dude, we're playing. Dude, all
we actually used to play. We used to play pickup, me and my buddies, and like Barrazol and Tall and some of those guys. They actually played like high level ball even into college, and so they.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about? Like they played on like
what's
the
high
team?
Level ball? High level
they
ball.
Played on like the college team.
Yeah, like they played. They were like, why is that so fucking?
It's just
funny
how you said it. You say high level ball, you better be a 5-star recruit and be hunted down by Saban. Like you better be hunted down.
Blue chips.
All right, sorry. They played pretty competitively their whole life.
That's
okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Whatever you want to fucking call it, but they would do pickups and they always need like one extra person, so they'd call me and they'd put me on my friend Peter who was like, you know, he had a good shot, but like he was the slowest of anybody. And I would just, I mean, I would hack the shit out of poor Peter, like throughout the game.
Poor Peter.
And then Barrazol would get mad at me because he'd be like, Peter, you have to learn how to like pick and roll and set screens. What's crazy is like, you can watch basketball and like understand it. But when you get on the court, there's so much more than just actually making a shot or picking off a ball. Like you have to be moving constantly. And when you have the stamina that I do, you're gassed within literally minutes.
Playing football on a basketball court, probably.
Well, yeah. No, well,
just like
dude,
trucking
it was just
people.
Like, yeah, it was fucking exhausting. And you're always late to get off the screen. So you're trying to hack the guy.
I'd do crazy things to get just footage of Cutsy in those games, or even Yaman, like just seeing like Yaman being pressed full court.
Bro,
like,
you know, so get the fuck away from me. I'd love to play some other sports, like when like to go on like a like especially when we're all together in Florida, like to do like a community like drop in basketball league or something.
I think it would be hysterical.
You got a great shot from what?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Dude, let me know if there's a 3-point shooting contest.
Exactly.
Yeah, we really.
I mean, I just think we should pick up something.
I think it'd be.
I definitely want to start playing pickleball with you. And I'm down to do something like all together. It could be a way that we could actually like have fun getting back into shape a little bit.
I'm good.
I'm a big split screen guy. I would set the screen, but I don't roll. I just split it.
We're splitting the screen tonight. I'll tell you that much. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is all she wrote for the Bob Does Sports podcast.
Bob's
like,
never been injured.
Mine by far, pickleball court.
Hard as hell.
Yeah, that was great. Just last on the injury, mine would be getting escorted off the pickleball court and going down with my dad's friends. Was the lowest.
Man.
It was honestly awful. Bob Does Sports Podcast. We will see you next time. Like, comment, subscribe.